MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting with Roy Bagattini, CEO of Woolworths. Results for 6 months ending December, revenue up 5.7, HEPS down 24.8, adjusted diluted HEPS down 19.4. Roy, appreciate the time. Food division, the star in the performance once again, doing very well. Dash doing especially well. Dash off a lower base, but still growing almost 50%.
Thanks, Simon. Yeah, I mean, by the way, Dash grew around 70% last year and obviously just short of 50% this year. And that really comes from expanding the store network as well as the number of slots that we have available per store. We've also opened some dark stores, which obviously support the customer service experience better there. But very happy with the overall performance from Dash. In particular, I guess the fact that it brings new customers into the brand. We have about 7% of Dash customers, which are totally brand new to Woolies, which is always great to see for a retailer.
Okay. How many stores is Dash working from these days?
130 stores at the moment, and it covers about 96% of the Woolies customer base, the total universe of the Woolies customer base.
Fashion, beauty, home, it had some internal issues with processes, some late supplier deliveries, a tough period for the fashion, beauty, home.
Yeah, I think it is a tough period and unfortunate because the business has been progressing quite nicely with its overall turnaround. Mm-hmm. You know, we are getting product increasingly right. Quality, we remain investing in quality and getting the overall value proposition right. But we are up against a couple of challenges from an execution perspective on the back end of the business, specifically regarding the flow of inventory and some hiccups that we've had in our distribution center. Fortunately and pleasingly, those are now behind us. They have been resolved, but they did impact us at the most inopportune time, which was the December period.
I take your point in that. And to be quite clear, I'm not a retailer in any sense, but food is perhaps a little bit easier. I go to my local Woolies. I'm there to buy my usual staples and, you know, my food basket, maybe one or two things that are new. Fashion has inherently just more challenges, longer lead times, getting the product right. It is a much more complex business.
I mean, it is quite complex. And you spoke a little bit about the what we call our go-to-market sort of cycle, you know, from the creation of a garment all the way through to getting it made and then sort of commercialized and brought into the business, you know, through the supply chain distribution center and into our stores. And lots of complexity certainly comes with that. But, you know, good retailers and good apparel retailers get it right most of the time. You know, unfortunately, and very candidly, we hit a little bit of a snag, you know, in our last quarter and that impacted our top line and also the overall customer experience, which in fact is more important to us. What I really don't like hearing is this can't find my size from customers. You know, it's the most frustrating experience to have. You find something, you really want to buy it, and you just can't get it in your size. And so that's really at the heart of the issue here for us.
In terms of style, I mean, is it a case of you're kind of leading the style in terms of, and you've got a long lead time, you're figuring out months, seasons ahead, what's going to be fashionable? Or is it, do you set the style or do you try and anticipate what's going to be hip and happening in the next season or three?
No, so in fact, it's a combination of both. And it also depends on what you define for yourself as your role in the apparel space. I mean, we don't see ourselves as the trendsetters for fashion. So we're not a fast fashion or a fashion forward brand, but we are really very focused on what we would call wardrobe essentials, the sort of stuff that when you open your cupboard in the morning or your wardrobe in the morning, 80% of the product there should be product that could come and should come from Woolworths. But what is important is that when you put it on and you wear it, you do want to feel somewhat stylish. You do want to feel somewhat on trend. You don't want to feel frumpish in a sense. So that is important. So our designers do take inspiration, you know, from all sorts of data points all over the world and then bring that into a process of creation and then go through the commercialization of that through the process. But it does take several months before the product lands up on the shelf.
Do customers almost move through your fashion, Brad? And I'm thinking, you know, what I wore as a teenager, as a 20-something, to now what I wear in my older years, that changes. I have sort of shopped at shops and then I move on from them at some point in time. You've got to constantly sort of bring new customers in.
It's very important to stay relevant, Simon. I mean, I think, and it's one of the challenges I think all brands have, you know, even some of the bigger, the most well-known, iconic global brands, you know, go through cycles. And the challenge for brand marketeers are, and obviously product designers and merchants, is to ensure your brand stays relevant. You've got to keep it modern without essentially moving away from who you are and what your core sort of proposition is. We're also, you know, as a retailer, when it comes to, you know, sort of the brand, you know, we have this remarkable Woolies brand, which does stand for everything about quality, and yeah. getting that quality price sort of equation right is important. But we are a family brand in a sense. I mean, so we do have propositions, you know, across multiple categories for the family. And that really helps us. That plays very much to our strengths and gives us an opportunity to sort of play across gender and age groups and into different categories. If you're a single brand, lifestyle brand, your challenges are potentially a lot more greater.
Yeah, and that's a good point. As I walk through the Woolies clothing, of course, I go to what's for me. But as you say that, I'm realizing I'm walking through different sort of categories, ages, styles, etc. They're not for me. Yes. I carry on walking. Beauty did really, really well for you.
Yes, it's a great category. I mean, and it's a fast-growing category. You know, a lot of discretionary spend goes to beauty in the country, notwithstanding, you know, the macro context we find ourselves in. It's really quite interesting to see how this category is, in fact, growing. We've actually doubled our beauty business now in the last couple of years, and we'll double it again in the next couple of short years. Our market share is now well north of 20%. And, you know, what's really quite positive for us is that our store environment is arguably very attractive for the big beauty brands. So we have a lot of these international players and what we call prestige brands that are really sort of knocking on our door to sort of be part of our overall offering. And we are, through what we're doing, quickly becoming the sort of beauty shopping destination, I would say, in South Africa.
The lipstick effect, that you can, you know, when times are tough, a lady can still buy a lipstick and feel better. Is that a fair statement? Is beauty perhaps a little more resilient to tough times than perhaps fashion?
Yes, it is. And certain categories certainly are. You know, people may not go for the top end fragrances and so on, but they will still want to, you know, douse themselves in an acceptable fragrance that smells good. The other opportunity for us that we see, though, is the cross-shop opportunity with our food customers. So what we're seeing is our food customers and their sort of penetration, their level of support, their level of shopping with our beauty brands is significantly higher. And so we measure something called lifetime value of customers, which really takes into account everything customers spend with us. And we see that lifetime value of customers, the cross-shop opportunity between food and beauty, has been exceptionally high.
We'll leave it there. That's Rui Bagattini, CEO, Woolworths. Always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.